Confidence is contagious. Confidence is contagious. However we go around through life with all of our enthusiasm and all of our magnificence and all of our happiness and all of our joy, it's contagious. Oh my goodness, it is contagious. Everyone seems to pick up on it when we are happy. Everyone seems to pick up on it when we are filled with joy, when we are amazingly vital and dynamic and alive. Yes. The racer who races with his full heart, he's not concerned about anybody else in the race. He doesn't look around. He doesn't check who's running with him. He just runs his own ultimate best. He is his finest and his best, and he's running his best. And when he finishes a race, he doesn't look around to see who's with him. He just finishes the race because he started and he finished. Now, that he wins, that he loses, that he does anything is immaterial. What he does, he races to race because it's a joy to him. It's a happiness to him, and it's something he wants to do. Now, that's contagious. All of those around him are running with that same esprit de corps, that same joy of their heart, that same mutual interest of love, mutual interest for running the race and enjoying the race. What things are you contagious with in your life? Are you contagious with joy? Are you contagious with good health? Are you contagious with happiness? Are you contagious with getting along beautifully with all the people in your world? Are you? It's something that you cause by everything you do. You cause by every action you have. You cause by every way in which you live. Because however we live our life, that's our enthusiasm, that's our contagiousness, that's our spirit, that's our love, that's our joy. Now, what is your love and what is your joy? What is your enthusiasm for life? Are you enthusiastic about doing your housework? Are you enthusiastic about taking care of your work if you go to a job? Are you enthusiastic about being with your children? Are you enthusiastic about being with your spouse? Are you enthusiastic about being with someone you love? When you tell someone you love them, do you say, "I love you," without reservation, without hesitation, with the fullness of your heart, with the enthusiasm of your joy, with the confidence that you know what you're doing is right? Your self-confidence is so fantastic and so marvelous. It does just beautiful things. And your self-confidence guides you through every activity of your day. It guides you through every experience that you may ever want to have. And if you have self-confidence in you, you'll find that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to do. You don't have to be super intelligent. You don't have to be super skilled, super talented to do anything. You just do it because you have the confidence you can. And it's not a matter you play better than anybody else or that you are more magnificent than anybody else. It's just you are the finest and best that you are able to be. Have confidence that what you are able to be is wonderful. Have confidence that what you are able to walk on whatever path in life, you do it with joy and with enthusiasm and with love. And it's contagious. For when you like your work, when you like yourself, when you like your world, when you like the people in, it's contagious. Everybody else likes them too. And what is contagious? Contagious is seeing the mirror of our mind in all our world. Because the mirror of our mind shines out who we are in all the world. So if we look at all the world and see it with the joy of our heart, that's contagious. It's the mirror of our mind. It's the attitude that we have in us for accomplishing anything we want to accomplish. Now, what is it you'd like to accomplish in your life? What is it you'd like to experience? You have to sort of make up your mind. You got to come to a conclusion. You got to come to a joy of what you really want to do. Now, what do you want to do? If you don't know, you can't begin to accomplish it. But if you know, then you begin to realize just how wonderful your confidence is in yourself. When you sit down to eat a meal, you have confidence that that meal is going to be good. You have confidence that that meal is going to be wonderful. And you have confidence that you know how to eat the food that meal. You have no doubt in your mind about anything at all, and you just go right into it and do it beautifully. It's so fantastic. You can do it. You can do it, and you do it. But now, that is a contagious experience. Everyone who sits down at the table chooses to eat. That's just what you do when you sit at the meal table. Everyone who looks at another person and smiles, that's contagious. They smile right back, and the joy of that mutual smilingness, that togetherness, is wonderful. It's so unique and so vital and dynamic and alive. And you don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know when it's going to happen. And you want to be the first one to smile. You want to have the confidence that you can be happy in life and be joyful in life. And so your confidence in that joy and that happiness in life, and it shines out of your face. It shines out of your eyes. It shines out of your very being. And everyone who comes into your presence feels uplifted. They feel fantastic. They feel wonderful. It's totally, wonderfully, beautifully contagious. So now we decide, what things are we going to be contagious about today? What things are we going to have confidence in today? Well, we say, I like me. That's a good one. We do like that. I like me, I like me, I like me. Have confidence in that, because that's a good thing to have confidence in. Say, everybody in my world is wonderful. That's a good thing to have confidence in. I am intelligent. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm filled with the spirit of goodness and wonderful. I live in a healthy body. Oh, wow, there's a good thing to have confidence in. I live in a healthy body. When you get up in the morning, do you stand up straight? Do you stretch? Do you move your arms around? And do you feel just wonderful? Or do you feel like you'd like to get back in bed? Do you feel that you don't have that fantastic quality of joy about you? Well, put it in yourself. I'm joyful. I'm joyful. I'm wonderful. And just say it to yourself. You can shout it when you're alone, because then you're talking only to yourself. But if you have other people around you, you just know it in your heart. I am joyful. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. You see, that's a confidence that is contagious in everything you do. So when you have confidence in yourself and you say, I like me, all is in divine order, all is wonderful. When you say that, then you have everything going for you. It's up to you to put that cause in motion. It's up to you to be dynamic about this. It's up to you to know who you are. It's up to me. And I do. I do. I saw a movie last night. It's a movie I'd seen before, but I really wasn't paying attention to it when I first saw it, apparently. But when I saw it last night, I thought to myself, that's not the kind of movie I want to watch. That movie did not fulfill the values that I have for myself. That movie did not reveal the self that I am. That movie talked about things that were not harmonious with me. That movie was not my thing. Now, will I ever watch that movie again? No. Will I ever watch a movie like it again? No. What movies do I like? I like the light ones. I like the ones that are uplifting, the ones that are fantastic, where you do the miraculous thing, like the Flying Nun. I like Hogan's Heroes. I like all those things that are gentle and loving and fantastic, and that are lifting of my consciousness, that are contagious for me, of the joy in my heart. And these are the things that I watch, and I will watch no other. I don't have to know what the movie's about. If I haven't chosen it, I don't watch it. I don't have to do anything in life. If I don't know what it's about, I only do things that I know what it's about. And I live in confidence of my own inner self. And that confidence is contagious in every person that I meet, every being that I see, and my life is filled with joy and harmony and peace. Now and forevermore. Because that's who I am. and that's who you are. Know that with all my heart and soul and being, I love me. I like me. I think I'm a wonderful guy. And with all my heart and soul and being, I love you. I love you. I love you.